The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 103 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Yes. So first, I think we should just mention it because I don't want to like brush over it and act like nothing's happened. Obviously, you guys are regular listeners or follow us on social media are aware that we didn't record last week due to the incident in Itaewon. So I just personally wanted to say that, you know, I know we've said it like loads of times, but I just wanted to say officially on here that our hearts are with all the families and friends of the victims in Itaewon. And yeah, I just wanted to mention it and not brush over it. So.
Exactly.
And welcome back to Shay as well, because Shay wasn't with us the last time we recorded. She wasn't feeling too good, but we're glad that you're back and healthy.
Thank you.
Kind of. Healthy's in lowercase, but you know, she's getting there. Okay, so first things first, NCT127's concert ends early. So NCT127 held the first night of their Neo City The Link concert, where I did not write it down.
I think it was Jakarta.
I don't know why I didn't write it down where, but I think you were right. So during the concert, members noticed fans pushing, and I think it was Do-young said to the crowd, "Safety is what's most important. Let's promise not to push." Unfortunately, they were unable to get the crowd under control, so the concert had ended early after 30 fans fainted and were taken to hospital. And I think that was the right thing to do. It's best just to limit any sort of danger. For anyone that is going to concerts in the future, just be aware of your surroundings. Try not to get too excited and push. There's usually a lot of like most concerts I've been to, I've definitely been pushed once or twice here and there. And it's usually due to someone being too excited and just doing something that they don't have the space to do. So yeah, just be careful when you go to concerts. That's from me, your big sister Shanice. Anyway, what's going on with Omega X? So last time we spoke about Omega X, I think it was on the last episode, Shay. So are you aware of what's going on briefly?
Briefly, like something to do with their manager being abusive and stuff.
Yes, yeah. So their CEO allegedly being abusive. So this same CEO that was accused of assaulting members has voluntarily resigned. I can't speak today. They did leave a statement, and part of the statement, because I'm not going to read the whole thing. Part of the statement says, "To prevent the same incident happening, we'll do our best to continue communicating with members for better environments during activities." I don't know what that means. If you're a person of power or a person in power, that's your responsibility. Like, don't start abusing your power. And it doesn't matter how frustrated you get with someone, it doesn't give you the right to physically or verbally abuse them. So, okay. Also in other news, the members of Omega X recently created a new Instagram account to communicate with fans about the current situation. It seems the members have made the account regardless of some waiver that they signed that stated they would take they would have to take a civil and criminal responsibility if uploading to social media without the agency's consent. So this is done without the agency. So yeah, maybe check that Instagram out. I don't have the app because Shanice is doing really good with giving you facts and details today. But I did see somewhere that a lot of their family members and friends are outside of the industry are following this account. So it seems legit. So have a little Google around if you're interested in that. And last but not least, some comebacks to look out for. Girl group Wooah released a track list for their upcoming new single, Pitter Pat. The album is set for release on the 16th of November. B.I. has released a lyric poster for Keep Me Up, which will be released alongside the album Love or Loved Part 1 on the 18th of November. According to an exclusive report from JTBC, BTS's RM will also be making a solo comeback on the 25th of November. He's currently in the final stages of working on his album and his goal is to release it on the 25th as well. And Red Velvet announced their comeback with the REVE, I think that's how you say it, REVE, Festival 2022 birthday for the 28th of November. So there we go. So we have Wooah on the 16th, BI on the 18th, RM on the 25th, and Red Velvet on the 28th. So have a look out for that. And that is Hot Topics. Hot topics. If there's any stories you want us to talk about, or if you want to comment on any stories, make sure you hit us up on socials at HowYouAtYou. All right, moving on to our next segment called Say What. Will you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, anything in between? You can send that to howyoutea@gmail.com, or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I just saw Blackpink in Atlanta this past week. I have to disagree with your assessment of their performances. Except for Rosé, the girls were going hard. Jennie and Lisa especially were completely engaged and vibrant. I do agree that Rosé is going through the motions and that the arrangement of On the Ground is wretched, as is the dancing for that number. Despite that disappointment, I can say that it's a very enjoyable performance with a lot of energy. I love listening to you. Great show.
Ah, thanks. Okay. So this was a conversation me and Ashley from episode 102 were talking about. I don't know if it was an unpopular opinion or if it was something that I personally brought up. So basically I was saying how I kept seeing TikToks of, I don't know if it was from a certain show, if it was the same show, if it was a variety of shows, of Blackpink just not giving. And I said the only person that was giving at the time was Lisa and maybe Jisoo occasionally. Lisa pulling certain members into position, or like, it just looks sloppy. I have to say, since that did go out, I have been seeing more clips where it seems like, I don't know if they all had a pep talk and they decided to, you know, really go for it. Mm-hmm. So I, and as I said in the other episode as well, I don't know if the clips that I kept seeing were just the same clips from the same show, and that show could have been just dodgy for a whole different set of reasons. It could be they couldn't hear, it could be someone's tired. I don't know. It could have just been an unfortunate show. So I did give leeway, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Back to this opinion. I'm glad that you enjoyed your time and it's money well spent. That's what we like to hear. That's what you want to hear. It's a shame that Rosé's On the Ground performance wasn't that great. But I've always said, and I don't know if it's because of, I don't know if she does the same choreography or whatever, but I've always said the On the Ground choreography would never really work live because she's literally on the ground. So if you're in the front and you're not watching from a screen where they can like manipulate that with cameras, you're just going to see people lying on the stage. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, they're lying on the stage and you just see...
Just seeing feet.
just seeing feet, like it's, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it definitely need to be. I just reference, I haven't seen this, any clips of this particular performance. I've seen like very little to do with the whole tour stuff, mainly the videos where people are complaining that they're out of sync or they look tired or not bothered. But you would think it would be adapted to fit a concert more, as are many songs.
Yeah, as I said, I don't know if it has been, because I personally haven't seen any clips of Rosé performing on the ground on tour, if that makes sense. But if I'm just going off by like performances she's done in the past, like on M Countdown or Ikigayo or whatever, I'm saying that wouldn't work.
Yeah, well... At least for me, I can't have a full-on opinion about this, because one, if I was to give one, it would be somewhat biased and based off the clips that I have seen, which are like, they all look tired, they don't want to be there, that sort of thing. I think it's great that this person, that you had a great time, like Shani said, money well spent, we're happy about that. But from what I have seen, I don't know if it's a case of them being tired because they might have other activities going on. I think, I don't know if we spoke about this when I was last here, or if I heard you and Ashley mention it, they could have other things that they're doing in the background, which is like really draining them. They want to give as much as they can to this tour, but they're still human at the end of the day. Or they might just be prepping and reserving their energy for whatever routes they want to go down, whether that's going to be their separate ways, whether it's not renewing their contracts or whatever that ends up being. But I think as performers, like, you kind of know what you signed up for. You've trained for this for a long time, so try to give your best. And as long as you are like doing your best and X, Y, and Z, I think that's important. I know to some extent it can seem a bit intrusive, but if there are any health complications that you're having that you feel comfortable sharing, I think to some extent sharing that with your fandom and community can be important, so they sort of know what you're going through, not in a sense that they're entitled to that information, but so they can assess the experience they're having accordingly. Because if they know, like, oh, Shanice is kind of struggling with this at the moment, or her body's going through this, she's not going to be giving us like debut 100%, but we're going to support her in that way, checking on her, have a good time still. So if any of them are experiencing things like that, I think it would be not important, they don't have to, but something to mention.
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes down to, from my point of view, I don't know if this is fair to say, but I think many could argue that in the grand scheme of things, Blackpink is inconsistent. And not necessarily everything is on them. I'm not putting this all on the members. It's down to the company mainly. First of all, and this is not taking away things they do behind the scenes as well. Because in terms of performance and in terms of content, we don't really see them.
Yeah.
And then when you do see them, it's just like, is this all you're given? Do you know what I mean? I feel like there'd be more leeway if, because especially at the time when I saw those clips, and probably when you saw the same clips, this is at the beginning of your tour. So you would, I think it's more, I think people will be less judgmental or critical if this maybe happened near the middle, maybe near the end, if it's like for the odd song. But I'm seeing clips from different songs. I'm not saying it's not from the same show, but it's just like, you didn't start on a high and you didn't end on a high. The whole show just, and again, it could be the same show. I'm hoping it's, so if it's different shows, then that's even worse. But like, it just seemed at the time, and I know you can't tell a whole, I don't know, 2 hour show from a 30 second clip. I completely understand that. But if all I'm seeing is meh from different angles, and that's what's being pushed, and it's the beginning of your tour, like, I can see that the energy's picking up now, but it's just like, I think that's where the critiques come from, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I can get that. That does make sense. Because at least from some of the clips I've seen, and like you already said, we're not going to base like a 10, 15 second clip and give a whole consensus for the 2 hour, 3 hour show, because that wouldn't be fair. But from what I've seen, it isn't so much, don't get me wrong, there have been some clips I've seen where people kind of, members look tired. And almost like, I wouldn't say like they don't want to be there, but they maybe just look a bit tired and drained. But then there are other clips I'm seeing where they're forgetting the steps to songs. And I'm not a performer. I don't know. Maybe it's like just performer jitters and like for their first few shows. But I think more things like that, like not knowing the steps to your own song. You being tired is one thing, but yeah. Yeah, but hopefully they're okay. I hope they're enjoying going on tour. Because obviously we know, we like both know Blinks and have friends that are into Blackpink. You don't get fed all the time. So I know this is a big deal for a lot of Blinks. Mm. So hopefully you are all having a good time and the energy.
And I'm not gonna lie, most of the shows that I've seen of recent, like clips that I'm seeing now, it's definitely picked up. Jennie's feeling herself. Like, I've seen clips of her one up her waist and twerking. And I'm like, okay, girl. Like, they're having a great time. Like, I'm seeing the energy pick up. I'm seeing that they're enjoying themselves. It was literally just when it started. I don't know if they got scolded before they went on stage. And they're like, oh, F this. Like, you're going to shout at me? I'm going to give you nothing. Like, do you know what I mean? It could be anything. But it was just like, oh, like, it's a shame, like, you know, Blinks have been waiting such a long time, as you said, that, you know, the girlies don't get fed content that often. And then you're waiting for like a boom and it's like a boom. Do you know? So that's all.
I hope all that goes well. I hope they're all in good health, looking after themselves. And like you said, it is like, it was mainly the clips from their earlier shows. But tour in general can be super back to back. So I hope they're just going to be well taken care of and everyone has a good time. Mm. And then moving on to our next unpopular opinion, this person said, this recent situation involving Nowhere Elvel's comment about Minji literally makes me feel sick. Like, how are you a grown man openly saying that someone that is basically a minor is your type?
Okay, so for those that are unaware of who we're talking about, so there's this Korean TikToker, his name's Noah, and he's 26. And I don't know, they were on some sort of show, I don't know what this show is, some sort of YouTube show. And then he basically said something along the lines of Eugene's Minji is his idol type. And then I think the caption was that she excites, right?
Mm, yeah, basically. And with this whole situation, like,
she's not a minor, by the way, she's 18. But anyway,
okay,
sorry.
Is she freshly 18?
She turned 18 in May.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Anyway, continue.
Comments are legal. I think the problem with this isn't, I've heard some people pull the, like, it's the way it was translated card. I haven't actually watched this video. I've only briefly heard about the situation. So I think whether it was a mistranslation or just the way the subtitling was done or X, Y, and Z, or the way people are perceiving it, it still kind of feels wrong for a grown man to have someone that has just turned 18 as his type, if that makes sense. I think that's the only part that kind of makes me feel uncomfy. It's still like, it just doesn't feel appropriate, whether she's 18 or freshly or it's been for a while. It just doesn't feel right. Because if you're a big man, I'm hoping you would have had an ideal type prior to her being 18 in May.
Yeah. No, I completely understand this opinion. It still feels icky. I'm not standing up for this man. it is weird. I'm not gonna lie, but I think for me, and I know it's not all men, but there are a lot of men that are just trash, and there are a lot of men that pry on younger women or girls because they feel like they can mold them and they're malleable and they're the only people that will listen to their bullshit. And
that's not like my type is quiet, innocent.
And yeah, and this is why, like, I saw this and, like, it doesn't surprise, unfortunately, doesn't surprise me.
I wasn't surprised. I really wasn't. And I think that's bad that we weren't surprised.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I just find it. How old is he again, did you say?
26.
26.
I don't know if that's like his Korean age or international age. I know Minji's international age is 18, but I don't know if 26 is his like international age or Korean age. Mm. But still.
I don't know. I think, once again, I haven't watched the video. Would we have felt much differently if he was just like, my favorite artist at the moment is Minji, like, she has great energy, and then was like, I like someone that was older and more age appropriate looks. if that makes sense. Like,
no, but then that still wouldn't have made sense, because if it's like a dating show, you wouldn't need to mention that you listen to New Jeans or Minji. Do you know what I mean? Like, you would just say who's physically your type. So either way, it's still wrong. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like, oh, who do you listen to? And if it's like, oh, I love New Jeans and my bias is Minji, and then people twisted it to make it sound sexual. That's a different thing.
And this leads back to a discussion that we've been having for ages. Like, yes, Minji's over 18 now, technically, but the whole debuting too young, because you will have grown men that will be like, my ideal type is this person who is a child or just freshly an adult, and that's weird. So
I've even heard weird comments before, like I remember I was at work and people that know me, like, I don't look my age and I'm really short, so I feel like, especially when I'm at work, because I'm not dressed how I want to dress, yeah, like I feel like I look even younger than I am. So when certain guys talk to me and they look like, not even look like my age, where I know like they're my age, I'm talking about they could be like my dad. Ooh. And you're asking me, oh, are you studying? So you already know that, you're already assuming my age, yeah? Oh, are you studying? And I'm like, no. And then you're like, yeah, but you're still young, aren't you? Like, what? That's a weird comment to make whilst your lips are watering, like... No, that's what I'm saying.
Let's not do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Yeah, can everyone just have age-appropriate types? Can we be normal humans and not predators?
So I just want to say to all the younger listeners, I want to say like under 25, because scientifically your brain's not developed yet. Just be careful who you are around. I'm not blaming, like, and this is not to put any blame or pressure on you, but there are guys out there that, if that's your thing, and there's women out there as well, so it's not even just a guy thing, but there are people out there that will just prey on you because you're younger, and they feel like because they can mold and manipulate you, and then they're gonna make you feel like, oh no, you're just so grown for your age, or do you know what I mean? Just be aware.
Well, that's that. I guess we both agree with this comment. Like, it also made me feel icky, and I haven't even watched the video, or I don't know all the ins and outs, but it just felt wrong, her being mentioned. And then on to our last unpopular opinion for today. This person said, I feel like K-pop artists should encourage their fans to buy less things. Hear me out. I know that buying merch and goods is a huge part of K-pop and Hallyu culture, but I feel like K-pop merch heavily contributes to pollution, and on top of that, a lot of fans make themselves go broke just to keep up with the latest comeback.
I'm not going to lie, I don't think K-pop artists really encourage their fans to buy things, you know? I feel like I see more K-pop artists like, no, don't do that. Can you please not do that? I feel like there's a lot of K-pop fan bases that have big platforms that think they run some sort of things that will make you feel less than if, well, what? You didn't stay up 24 hours to stream so-and-so's new single. Can you really call yourself a fan? It's those people.
Yeah, I think it would be joint responsibility of artists to some extent, company, and fandoms, because yes, from a fandom perspective, you do have those people that are like, are you really a fan if you don't have like all of these photo cards and the latest album, and if you didn't stay up like streaming this video 100 times? And then obviously there's like the company and artists that are like, oh, like new comeback, this is all the new merch we're releasing. So if you're creating it, you're expecting people to buy it and encouraging them to some extent. So there are definitely, we've spoken about a similar thing a little while back. I don't know who you said it was, if it was like SM or JYP or something. It might have been Aespa, actually. Something about like eco-friendly or like digital versions of stuff that they're encouraging people to buy
back. I'm not going to lie.
Something to do with when they done their, was it their UN speech? Something. I hope I'm making sense.
I don't know what she's talking about.
But I know we spoke about something of that nature. So I know there are some companies and artists like pushing towards like more digital stuff or like...
Yeah, I know. I saw something... Sorry to cut you off.
Go on.
I saw something along the lines of they... Not necessarily a particular company, but K-pop in a whole. They may start to pull away from the whole physical album.
Yeah.
Sort of situation. But yeah, I don't know.
We definitely had a chat on this, because even to do with physical albums in Korea and here, behind like a lot of, I don't know what you call them, like stores that sell like albums and CDs and stuff, some fans are just buying the albums to get the photo cards, and then you'll find like tons of freshly chucked away albums behind these stores, which obviously is not great. So joint responsibility, yes, like there's a certain pressure that fandoms and fans put on each other, but also producing like 101 pieces of merch as a company and as an artist. So it's joint responsibility. I also think that K-pop doesn't need as much merch as it does have. And like,
it has a lot of merch.
There's something for everything. And don't get me wrong, some things are adorable and cute, like some things that you'll keep forever and use. But one, it creates obviously extra pollution. And two, I think, yes, it's a business and we have to look at it from that perspective. It brings money in for a country, for a company. There is business models around this. But K-pop has also become a space for people where they feel safe, accepted, and as though they don't have to conform to 101 things to fit in. So when you're now telling people, like, if you don't have this, like, then what are you doing? Or, like, have you bought this? Or X, Y, and Z. It kind of starts to make you feel pushed out again. Or you might not be able to afford these things. And if you can't afford it, you might feel as though, like, oh, maybe I'm not a good enough fan or doing enough. I've definitely heard people say that. So, yes, thank you for all those unpopular opinions. If you want to send us any unpopular opinions, stories or dilemmas or even requests and games, you can send them to us on socials or to our email, which is you can send them to our email, which is hallyut@gmail.com, or you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/hallyu@you. And now it's time for On the Radar, as we sort of come to the end of today's episode. So me and Shanice will let you know if there's anything that we're listening to, watching, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
I have nothing. I'm worried. Actually, just crickets. This head is empty. Yeah, nothing much, to be honest. Not even much, just nothing.
This is my radar. I'm watching a few dramas, reading a few webtoons. If I am still enjoying them next week, I might recommend them to you guys. I've heard whispers about an apparent new Korean international people dating show thing that's meant to be happening.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
I don't know how I feel about that.
This is when all the Korea booze will come out.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We might be wrong. They might be pretty nice people.
Yeah, exactly. It might be lovely. But, yeah.
I don't have high hopes, because obviously the Korea booze will make more interesting entertainment or TV normal people don't make.
Exactly.
So I don't know, we'll see. We could be just haters. It could be a good show.
Yeah, I don't know, because once again, I think if it was just a show and anyone could apply to be on it and foreigners happen to be on it, I think that's one thing. But when it feels like a forced environment where it's like these Koreans,
yeah, we're looking for foreigners,
for international girls, and like these girls or guys are like looking for Korean people, that just feels
feels wrong. A bit weird. Yeah,
but hey, like you said, it might be wrong, it might be lovely.
I know it just sounds wrong, because even if it was like, okay, we're gonna have a show with just black guys, but we're looking for just non-black people that want it, I don't know, just the way it's worded, it sounds it doesn't sound right. It's just like, well, why? Just okay.
Okay, and is it just going to play into that whole, I don't even know what you would call it, but that whole thing that already exists of like riding the white horse, or just like wanted to try something else on the other side of the pond? We might be reading into it too much, but
it's given fetish, yeah. But you know.
Anyway, yeah, no, other than that, that is all that is on my radar as well.
Yes. So anyway, guys, thank you for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories or dilemmas to howyoutea@gmail.com or submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. And if you guys have enjoyed this episode and want to hear more from us, please, please, please do rate us on any of the podcast platforms that you're listening to us on.
Yes, I've been Shanice from Kpopbox. You can follow me at kpopbox_. Content is pending. I feel like I've been saying that all year.
Give me Blackpink.
This year's... it's so true. Who am I? We're the same. Anyway, but there you go.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me at The K-Way. I'm mainly on Instagram, YouTube sometimes. Instagram. Really random, but I'm also on Pinterest apparently. And what? People can leave comments on Pinterest. I didn't know that.
Oh, I don't use Pinterest.
I'm there as well. Yeah.
But there we go. But yes, until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye. Bye.